Is it the big question of it will solve all the ills of the universe if this one question gets answered? So the question again was, does it matter if you know you're enlightened or not? If there's no enlightenment, then there's suffering. Either being run by desires or aversions. If you're happy in your life, okay, fine. You know, go for it. But most people are not really happy in their life, you know. There's desires and there's aversions, and if I only have this, there's attachments to transient things, which causes, again, suffering. They want to hold on to it. It's not a matter of knowing if you are enlightened, because there's no you there to be enlightened. If there's an I there wondering if it's enlightened, then it's not it. Because what happens at the moment of that, when it's transition, there is no you there. There's only that divine essence that's there. So it's not a you that goes there and finds out, oh, I'm enlightened, and then come back. This is almost like a new birth that happens. That old person and everything that was with us, like the Bible says, all old things are passed away. You know, it's just gone. All the conditioned sorrows and sufferings and everything that drove you and the depressions and all of this stuff is gone in one instant. It's the same thing. Then one comes back and then it's not that same persona. People see the same type of a personality, but there's no longer any, you know, you can't even have a relationship with what was there before. So does it matter? Yeah, if you're in suffering, yeah, it matters. Okay. Once that transition has happened, you don't walk around saying, I'm enlightened, I'm enlightened, I'm enlightened. There's just flow left, that's all. And what comes, comes, and what doesn't, doesn't. Someone was asking me the other day about manifesting and stuff. And I'm trying to think who it was. It might have, I don't know if it was Miles or somebody. Somebody was asking about manifesting. And I said, no, you don't go out in manifesting. Oh, it was Miles, one of his friends. Somebody had asked about it, about manifesting. And I said, no, because there's no desire in place. You know, you no longer have this burning desire. And for manifesting to happen, the mind goes out and it latches on something. And you put that energy out there and lets go of it, and it manifests. But when you finally reach a point of that transition, then there's nothing, there's no desire moving you. You don't, there's no lack. So how is that intention in place to manifest things? But what needs to happen does, that's all. What needs to take place does. Like I give one example this morning. I'd gone to the bank, I saw this Scion sitting out there before, and I said, oh, that's a great car. You know, it'd be great to have one of those. Forgot about it. And came to the conclusion that my other car was too small. I have the little two-seater. You can't pick up. People are coming to the airport. Sometimes I have a couple that'll come in. I can't pick them up. I don't want to tell them, you got to go rent a car. So I said, yeah, you know, I need to have a bigger car. That's it. This needs to have for the ashram here. Lo and behold, here I am. I have no credit. They call me a ghost. You know what a ghost is in the system. Zip, zero, nada. The only car I could get into was the Scion. And I went in there and I walked in within a half an hour. No problem. You're approved, nothing, just, I didn't even have to say anything. They just, I walked in, they said, you're approved, that's it. Here's the car. Did I have to struggle to manifest it? No. You know? So it's just like what needs to come in the right timing, it shows up. It's like they say, the guru, you know, like things happen, miraculous things happen around you. Well, it does. It happens around you, but you're not the doer of it. You know, there's no more of this consciousness in place that has to be endureship. It's just surrendered, and I'm here, and it's like the same thing. If there are questions that come in, the answers come. If there are no questions, it's still. That's it. It's difficult. I can't even go in and manufacture it any longer. So, yeah, at one place, you know, at one time in the journey, it's that same thing. Anything you want to know, you can know. You just put it out there, and it just shows up in consciousness, either line by line or as a whole implanted concept in knowing at one point in time. It's just all there at once. But even that goes, because once there's realization, what is there that you want to know any longer? There's nothing. All the knowledge here in the world is relational, duality. And once you know that everything comes from this divine essence, everything, you know, there's an eternal core there, and the rest of it is transient, what's there to know? There's just peace that remains. There's that settled core center of peace. Yeah, life still goes on. You still have the same problems in the world. They come and go, but there's no longer attachment to it. Okay. So once more, we come back full circle to the question. Does it matter? That's up to the person that's sitting there. Because people have free will. We have the free will to seek God or to seek that essence and the truth of the universe. Or we have free will to try to go on our own way and keep collecting the karma that's attached to that. Okay? My suggestion is that you learn to surrender and start trusting the universe. Because you can't get away from it if you try. That divine essence or God source is inside. It's who and what you are. This is how you're able to manifest things. Without there, you wouldn't have the ability to do it even. Okay? Everything that you're seeking out there is already here. It's already within. It's just getting rid of that mind that makes everything appear to be separate. Makes everything appear to have struggle. Okay? There's no reason that one needs to struggle. There's in the end nothing to fear. One goes from the world being Maya and illusion to being the divine play of God. Okay? Because it doesn't matter what comes and goes, what's transient, there's still that eternal core that's unchanging, perfection, divine potential. So step out of struggling. And start allowing things to be turned around. Because when we're able to let go of this stuff that we're filled with, all these negatives, if you're able to let go of that, then you make room for grace to appear. And grace has to appear when you get yourself out of the way. And the things that are being pushed away, grace is always there. Tomorrow is 4th of July, Independence Day. We're always free. We're free to follow our suffering if we want. My suggestion is find that you are free. Okay. Find that freedom that's always within. Find out what you are not. That you're not this separate suffering persona. There is so much more inside. Okay. And on that note, we will close the satsang today. We'll have some meditation time, and we're going to break early for the barbecue. I see you're all really upset about that, so yeah. I know life is rough, huh? So namaste. Thank you for coming. It's good to see all of you here today. And welcome.